coming Shabbos, we have a double parsha, Tazria Mitzora. And much of the two parshiot discuss the halachas of Tzara'at, which is normally translated as leprosy, but it's not the kind of leprosy that science is familiar with. It's a kind of affliction that comes and goes. But what's very interesting is that the Torah uses a term to refer to this affliction of Tzara'at, and it uses the term nega. Nega Tzara'at. And in fact, there's a whole Masechet of Mishnayot called Masechet Nega'i. Translated as affliction. Rav Lev Lopian, who is Rosh Yeshiva in Gateshead, noticed something very interesting. And that is that the word nega, affliction, and the word oneg, enjoyment, are the same letters. The only difference is where you put the ayin. If the ayin is at the beginning, it's oneg, enjoyment. If the ayin is at the end, it's nega, it's affliction. What's the message? Chazal tell us that Chacham Einav Birosho. Literally, a Chacham has eyes in his head. All of us have eyes in our head. But what it means is that a Chacham Einav Birosho, a Chacham looks ahead, anticipates what will be, and bases his decision thinking about the consequences of his actions. But one could also translate it literally. A chacham, the einav, the ayin. The letter ayin is barosh, is at the beginning. If you put the ayin at the beginning, you have oneg. If you put the ayin at the end, you're not a chacham, because you end up with nega. You see, there are many decisions that we have to make in life. Whether we do something, whether we say something, how we act. That if we think ahead of time as to the consequences of what we're going to do or say, and we base our decision thinking ahead, then generally Be'ezrat Hashem will end up with oneg. But if we don't think ahead, if we don't put the ayin at the beginning, but we only look back at the end, when it's too late to change anything, and then we say to ourselves, why did I act that way? Why did I speak that way? Why did I make that decision? In hindsight, this wasn't very bright. That's right, because you only used your hindsight and not your foresight. And you end up with nega. I remember a discussion that took place quite a number of decades ago. When I was in yeshiva, I don't remember if it was my Shana Aleph or my Shana Bet. I was having one of these DMCs with a friend of mine, although at the time I don't think I knew what a DMC was. MMY students taught me that term. And I was discussing what I wanted to do with my life. Chinuch was always an option, but it wasn't the only option. And you're going back and forth, you know how these DMCs go. And at some point, I don't remember if it was something that I said or my friend said, but it was, when you're 65 and retiring, and hopefully they've changed that age by at least 10 to 15, 20 years, but when you're going to retire and you're going to look back, which type of career is going to give you a sense of satisfaction? In my mind, that was a clincher. So Baruch Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem, at the Siyata Deshmaya, to make what I think was a good decision for me. Not ready to retire yet. But something that's given me a tremendous amount of sense of satisfaction. And that's the sense of putting the eye in Barosh. The beginning. Thinking ahead. Not waiting till it's all over and then say, in hindsight, maybe I should have done differently. 8 weeks from today is banquet. It's enough to get everybody depressed. So what are the next eight weeks going to look like for you? You could say, well, the year's almost over. There's Yom HaDis and Yom HaDat and Yom HaSomething else, all these Yoms coming up. And you can approach the next 8 weeks with basically 1 foot out the door, already planning your summer plans and post-summer plans and whatever it is, and saying it's time to just get on with the rest of my life and coast for the next 8 weeks. But if you do that, and 8 weeks from now you're sitting in this room at banquet, and you look back at the last 8 weeks, from Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar till, I don't know what June 6th is, whatever the Hebrew date is. Are you going to be happy the fact that you just decided to coast for 8 weeks? Is that really going to give you oneg? Or in hindsight, is it going to be a type of nega? In hindsight, maybe I should have done differently. Because you can look at the next 8 weeks from a very different perspective. You all just won the lottery. You all just got a chance to spend 8 weeks in Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to cost you any more money. Arranged by the Ribbono Shel Olam and approved by your parents, or vice versa. I'm not sure which way. And you can spend 8 weeks more in MMY. If you got a present of 8 weeks in Eretz Yisrael, would you spend it with 1 foot out the door thinking about your return trip, just coasting along? Or would you say, Gevaldik, I have 8 weeks in Eretz Yisrael. Let me take advantage of it. To learn, to grow, to see the country, to reconnect to my ruchnius, strengthen my ruchnius. Guys, just won the lottery. You have 8 weeks. Don't be depressed. You should say, wow, this is great. The chocham that ain't of his barosho. Say, wow, what can I do with these 8 weeks? How can I spend the next almost 2 months in a way that when I look back, it's going to be, this was tremendous. This was oneg. And one piece of advice. Pasuk in Yeshayo says, Oz tisanag al Hashem. You want true oneg? You want to make decisions that are true oneg? Partner up. Choose the Ribbono Shel Olam as your partner. When you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you, then it's Oz Tisanag Al Hashem. Involve him in your discussions, in your decisions. You can have a DMC even with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He listens very well. Now, it's a little bit hard to sometimes hear his response. But sometimes we don't only hear with our ears, sometimes we hear with our hearts. And if you involve him and you consult, Ezrat Hashem, you're going to have siyata d'shmaya. You're going to make decisions about the next 8 weeks, about the summer, about next year, about your life plans. Decisions with Eina Berosho, that'll be tremendous oneg for you. So that when you're 119 3/4, and you look back, you're going to say, Siyata Dishmaya, I did good. I made right decisions. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. Oz Tisanaga L'Hashem. I had true enjoyment.